Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Ignition. And today we're going to hear from Midwest Modified driver Tiana Mathun. We're also going to hear from Marissa Wolf from Toner Lake Karting, John Schott from Schott Hardwood Floors, and a little more from our friend Andy at Ignition, right after a few words from our sponsors.
International Steel Erectors are the best.
Yeah, I agree. We are the best.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. Here at your local family-owned International Steel Erectors, we have the grain system that'll work for you.
ISC is your authorized dealer for MFS grain bins.
ISC also carries grain handler dryers made right here in Minnesota.
And if you are looking for a quality steel frame building, my dad also sells and installs Quality Star and Sentinel buildings.
Now, with two locations to serve you even better, see International Steel Erectors.
ISC is the place to be.
And now a word from our title sponsors of The Dirt Show, the dirt experts, Ignition.
Farmers, tired of spinning your wheels? Get traction with Generate, a patented microbial catalyst that stimulates soil microbes to drive efficiencies in your fertilizer program. Catch the yield you've been chasing. Click on our ad on The Dirt Show website for more information on our new customer promotion today.
Generate. Drive efficiencies from the ground up.
One motorcycle captured the imagination like no other. It changed the concept of what riding can be. And now, it's ready to do it all over again. Introducing the entirely new 2018 Honda Goldwing and Goldwing Tour. Redesigned from the road up, the new Goldwing is nearly 90 pounds lighter than before. It features an all-new engine, the industry's first 7-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission, and a whole lot more. So head to Trimble Cycle Center in Austin and see the 2018 Honda Goldwing for yourself. USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Speed the Sauce Man here. Let me tell you, I saw it again. Flagrant meat abuse. A beautiful pork loin cooked to look like it should be in a magazine, but the sauce, artificial stuff that looked like barbecue sauce, it was meat abuse. Pick up some of my exclusive Iowa-born Cookies Barbecue Sauce. It's the real deal. Cookies Barbecue Sauce has been the same special recipe since 1976. Smart cookies who know how to treat meat use Cookies' award-winning barbecue sauces and seasonings. Anything less is meat abuse.
Cookies is the one.
Napa know-how.
Everyone could use less friction with staticky carpets,
ow!
Tight pants, and your engine. Thankfully, a 5-quart jug of Pennzoil Full Synthetic Motor Oil is $23.99 plus $10 mail-in rebate. It reduces friction, which means better performance. Pennzoil Full Synthetic, $23.99 plus $10 rebate. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/18.
When you have an accident, you want someone with experience to fix your vehicle.
Bob from Midwest Collision in Faribault has spent his entire adult life servicing and repairing damaged vehicles. Midwest Collision takes care of everything from dealing with the insurance claims, providing you with a quality loaner vehicle, and repairing your damaged vehicle to meet or exceed your expectations. He's helped me, and I know he can help you too. Contact Bob at Midwest Collision in Faribault at 332-2434. Your experienced, worry-free, hassle-free body shop.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil and VP Racing Fuel, and you're listening to the Driver segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver segment here on The Dirt Show, and this is the second week of our June Ladies Month. And we are joined by Tiana Mathun, and it's hard to believe, Tiana, you are only 16 years old. In 11th grade, you've seen a lot of racing success already, and you are from Freeborn, Minnesota. Drive the number 53 Midwest Modified at Deer Creek Speedway. And you also got your start in racing at Toner's Lake Kart Track. How did that get started?
Well, my grandpa would always go out there and just kind of have fun, race. And when I was 5 years old, he actually brought me my first go-kart. And kind of from there, we just kept going.
Is your grandpa still racing karts?
Nope. He sold his and bought me one. And he just kind of comes along wherever we go and supports me now.
How did you get from karting into the mini-mod racing?
Well, we've always kind of been going to Deer Creek. Grew up watching Jason Cummins there, so we just kind of knew it was there, and we got kind of dominant in the go-karts, and it wasn't as much fun anymore. So we needed a little bit more of a challenge. So we found a mini mod to buy and just went into that then.
I'm sure being from Freeborn, you live pretty close to Jason Cummins, and you probably also know Larry Nelson, who is a big race supporter from over in that area.
Yep. Jason's actually my cousin, and Larry is a very, very close friend of ours.
You race mini mods at Mississippi Thunder Speedway and Deer Creek Speedway and had lots of success and formed a great relationship with another upcoming Ladies Month Dirt Show guest, Carly Wagner.
Yes, Carly and I kind of became best friends through that deal, and it's fun to get to race against her again.
Talk about some of the success you had in mini mods. Did that come right away? How long did that take you to finally get it in victory lane? And then once you got it in victory lane, it seemed like you visited there pretty often.
Yeah, so our first year we were racing junior and senior at Deer Creek, and it was funny because I actually got my first win in the senior class instead of the junior class. But, you know, once we got it there, we got one more that year, and then our second and last year in it, we got, I think, 7 wins in all, 4 in a row at Mississippi Thunder and 3 at Deer Creek.
And that seems to happen with a lot of drivers. Once you get to the point where you know you can win and the car can win, then they really start coming, but getting that first one's always tough.
Yeah, I think it took us probably just about to the end of the year, our first year, to get our first one, and then from there they just kept coming.
How does the presence of a driver like Bonnie Jablonski influence the young women at Deer Creek Speedway? She is a great role model for all the new female drivers.
She is. I actually kind of, my first race in a B-Mod, I ended up getting in a wreck with her. So I kind of went over and talked to her, and from there, she's just kind of always been a role model for me. You know, we'd go over and talk, and she's just great. She's wonderful to talk to.
That's an interesting way to start a relationship, getting in a wreck with somebody.
Yeah.
When did you get your first full-size B-Mod, and how did the first few races go for you going from the mini-mod to a full-size?
I think we started in 2015 in the B-Mod. You know, the first few races, they were tough. Our first race out, we got in that wreck, and, you know, they're just, it was a big learning experience, a big change, but it came along well. We're doing pretty good now.
Was the B-Mod a brand new car, or was it a used car that you got from another driver?
It was actually a 99 Dirtwork, so it was a pretty old car.
What has the loss of Chateau Raceway in Lansing meant for you as a driver?
Well, we really enjoyed that track. It was kind of where we started out. We had our very first race there, and it's close to home, so it's been something we've always went to and watched racing, so it's really sad to see it go. I enjoyed racing there.
And what we've seen being here from Owatonna, back when they had full-time racing promoted by Wild Child Promotions, you would see modified sitting in driveways in Owatonna all over the area. Also, same with Chateau. Cars all over the area, but as these tracks remain closed, those cars disappear. They either quit racing, they switch to different classes, and by the time they would reopen, those cars are gone. Then you've lost your car count. There goes your fans.
Yeah, it's sad to see races going. It seems like it's happening more and more now, and the classes are slowly dwindling down. I hope we can get some more drivers in here, some younger guys in here, and build our classes back up.
One great thing about you is you are not afraid to take the show on the road. Last June, you went to Cedar Lake Speedway. What did you think of Cedar Lake? That is really a cool track, the way it's banked and with the lake in the middle.
Yeah, that was a nice track. We enjoy going there. We'd like to go there more. It's just so far away for us. The guys up there are so friendly and nice. They're not afraid to help you out, and that's really nice.
Last August, you scored your first heat race victory. Once you knew that you could put that modified up front and win, how did that help your driving and your confidence?
Yeah, it was a big confidence booster. We actually started dead last and won that one. So, I mean, it's a big confidence booster. It's just really helped us being able to know that we're capable of it, you know?
And what I've also noticed about you is You pass a lot of people. If you look at your starting position consistently in races, you'll start in 22nd, end up in 7th. You'll start in 19th, end up in 9th. You move through the field very well.
Yeah, I don't get very good draws for heats, so we kind of bank on that, starting in the back and having to move forward, and it's really helped to know how to work through traffic, that's for sure.
I know I seen on Facebook a while back that Todd offered to draw for you, so you had a little better luck.
Yeah. You know, we've had pretty good luck this year, knock on wood, but last year we couldn't draw for nothing.
Right after that first win in your heat race, you switched to a new car. How tough was that? Now you know you've got a car that can win, and then now you're switching to a new car.
Actually, the first one went pretty good. We ended up in a 2011 Skyrocket with 15 updates, so it was a lot newer car, and that kind of helped us out. We've been a lot more competitive, it seems. The car drives better. It's easier to drive. Going from that really old car to a new car was a big change, but it seems to work well for us.
Is somebody still using the old car, or did that one get permanently retired?
Right now, it's sitting in our shop just waiting for something to happen to it.
You had a really busy fall in 2017, making the B-Main feature at the Fall Jamboree. What was that like as an overall experience for you to be in that big show?
Oh, man, the Jamboree was a hard thing for us. We had mechanical issues Thursday and Friday night, both the times we were in the show, and it kind of hurt us, but to make the show Saturday night, that was a big thing for us, and it was a big learning experience to go up against the best of the best in the B-Mod racing, and it was a fun deal.
Then, on to Viking Speedway for the Fall Classic. What was it like to run on that huge track? Because I've heard from other drivers, when you're going down the backstretch, you're carrying so much speed that if you hit a little bump and the car lifts up, you can actually feel the butterflies in your stomach.
Yeah, that was a fun track. I've never raced. That was my first half mile, so it was a big new experience for us, but it was a really fun track. We really enjoyed that. We plan on going back here at the end of the year again.
How did you end up doing up there, and how many cars were in your division?
I think there was 40-some of us. Our heat race didn't go so well. We kind of drove in a little too hard on the first corner and went up way up the track. So we didn't do well there. We started 10th in the B-Main and ended up 4th. We had 3rd last lap, but I made a little mistake coming into 1 and 2 there and dropped back to 4th. Missed the feature by 1 spot.
Oh, that had to be disappointing.
It was disappointing, but it was a fun race, and I guess we made a big improvement from the heat race to the B-Main, so that was nice.
Then came the Fall Festival at Mississippi Thunder. Sounds like that didn't go as planned.
No, our heat was pretty good. We took a pretty big hit, and I think we messed up some stuff in our front end, and we just kind of raced it for the future. It was the last race, so we wanted to finish it off, and yeah, it was really slick, and we just missed the setup a little bit there and dropped way back.
You finished the season at the 2017 Deer Creek Speedway Awards Banquet. You, Billy Steinberg, and Garrett Witaski were awarded the most improved with Soda Midwest Modified drivers. That is cool, and that's a pretty good group of people.
Yeah, just to be up there with them, two names, is pretty awesome. They've been doing it for a long time, so that was pretty cool to be nominated for that.
2018 started out a little rough. We were down at opening night at Deer Creek Speedway, and it seemed like you just couldn't keep the car running. What was wrong?
We had some carburetor issues that kind of came back out after practice. We kind of found them, and they just came back out at our first night out. And from there, it was a bad deal. We started on the pole in our heat, and the car just pretty much shut down. But we were able to make it back out for the feature and made it work, so that was good.
That's got to be really frustrating when you know that car has been sitting November through March in a shop, and it might be something very simple you could have fixed at home, but you don't know it's wrong till you get to the track.
Yeah, well, we had the issue in practice, and we got it fixed, and we raced the rest of practice without an issue with it, so it was kind of like really weird that it just came back, and then after the heat race, it worked just fine the rest of the night.
I do have to ask you about the graphics on your car for the 2018 season. It is a really cool impression.
Yeah, so my family's been affected a lot with cancer, so I wanted to do something to honor them. Bengal Morris used to race. He died of cancer quite a few years back now. Another uncle, Buzz, and my grandpa, Al, just passed away last year. And we've had a lot of good friends, like Andy Altenberg, for example. He's a very close family friend who's been affected. One of my very good sponsors has been affected by it. So we wanted to do something to honor all the people affected by it. So I decided to do a wrap that incorporated not just one kind of cancer, but all cancers.
Last Saturday night, you were in a huge crash. Walk us through what happened.
Oh, man, I don't even know. All I remember is seeing Ryan Ergen in front of me in the wall, and I was on the brakes hard, and everybody piled into the back of us. I don't really know what happened, to be honest. It just happened so fast.
I know by the pictures, it literally broke your rear end in two.
Yep, it was broken in half, and the rear end was twisted, and the rear of the frame is twisted and pushed over.
It sounds like you are through the roughest part, but you said you were awful sore early this week.
Yeah, definitely sore. We took a lot of hard hits, so it was expected. But yeah, we'll get through it and get the car fixed up, and we'll be back.
What are your plans for the remainder of the 2018 season, and what is one goal that you would like to accomplish yet this year?
Right now, we're just kind of going with the flow, running wherever we can get to. Dad's still kind of busy at work with his farm and business. So once that slows down, we plan on doing some more traveling. Hitting Ogilvie, Cedar Lake, Alexandria, Fergus Falls are kind of some of our bucket list tracks right now. I'd say my goal is just, you know, keep improving and being able to move forward. I mean, the ultimate goal is obviously a win, but we could go for just some top fives right now and we'll be happy.
That sounds like a fun summer getting out and seeing some of those tracks.
Yeah, I'm excited. I always like doing traveling and learning some new tracks. I think it's fun.
Good luck with your racing career. We will definitely be watching you, and we will definitely see you down at Deer Creek Speedway, and thank you for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show.
Thank you for having me.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs, from chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Powerlift hydraulic doors offer state-of-the-art hanger access. Powerlift owners everywhere love our quality door design backed by local manufacturing, installation, and support. Powerlift's minimal headroom requirement lowers building height, thereby reducing construction and climate control costs. You'll enjoy zero headroom loss when we retrofit your older hanger with a new Powerlift door. We can often increase door opening heights when replacing bifold, fabric, and overhead doors. You may own a plane, jet, or helicopter. The hanger door you need may be small, medium, or large. Whatever the case, there is a power lift door design perfectly suited to your application. Contact us today at 507-374-9306.
Why is 2016 USAC Midget National Champion Tanner Thorson using Walker Performance Filtration Products?
I'm using Walker Filtration Products because they're the best of the best. When you clean your nozzles on a sprint car motor, they used to be filled up with dirt. Now they're clean like a whistle. All the best of the best guys are running them now. All the best of the best motor builders are starting to put them on their motors. My relationship with Ben Walker is pretty strong. My crew chief on the sprint car out in California got us hooked together, and I've had his product from that day on and gets there when I need it. And he's really reliable. His product is really awesome. It's always quality. I just run them because they're the best filter out there.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Working at my job, going all day long. Don't want to go and mow my lawn. Picking up the phone book, and what do I see? I see Wolf and Sons can do it for me. Dandelions, I don't want to spray. Free estimates are coming your way. Don't hesitate and learn about more. Call 455-3524.
And if you have some really big outside jobs, Wolf & Sons has the dump trucks, loaders, and graders you need to haul in driveway gravel, black dirt, and clear building sites.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by Marissa Wolf, Toner Lakes Karting. And Marissa, last Sunday we attended the opener at Toner Lake Karting. What an awesome facility. Now, this track is actually on your home property, correct?
Yes, it is.
I happen to have a chance to meet your dad, who is also a fan of The Dirt Show, which is cool. And he is somebody that I would call eclectic. Just pulling in your yard, there's a caboose on railroad tracks. I have to ask what was along the road, because me and my brother were trying to figure it out. Is it the top off a tugboat or the bridge off a ship?
It's the top of a boat, yes. We got it up in Duluth.
That is so cool. Who has one of those in their yard?
Right, my dad.
Your dad. He's got good taste.
Yes, he does.
Toner Lakes Karting began in 2007. Who were the masterminds behind this whole operation?
We actually started in 2008. It was my dad and a few of his friends just sitting around one night, and they decided that we should have a track in the backyard.
This was our first trip to the track, and I was blown away. The amount of track prep equipment, you have a small road grader, you've got a great track packer, you've got a homemade watering truck that works great, you have the nicest flag stand of any track I've ever seen, and a better catch fence than a lot of the full-size tracks we've been to. Nice grandstands, easy parking, it's really a little bit of heaven right in Northeast Janesville.
Thank you.
What classes of carts can fans expect to see?
Well, we have putt-putt, rookie, junior one, junior two, clone lean, clone buff, 206, bomber class, and an open clone slash stock appearing.
It was really fun to watch each class come out, especially the putt-putts. Those are the little guys getting started, and they were amazingly smooth and fast, and then you get all the way up to the adults, and man, these guys fly.
Uh-huh. Sometimes we get up to, I'd say 50. We got a radar gun, but I don't get a chance to look at it much. But I'd say close to 50 miles an hour.
Now, it was neat when we were out there. My buddy Brad was up flagging on the flag stand, and you're up there also helping out. What is your duties up on the flag stand besides everything else that you do?
I am counting laps, so marking down each time a cart comes by me.
Toner Lakes Karting races Sunday afternoon. What is a typical Sunday afternoon event like from the time people arrive at the racetrack through the racing event, and then through the award ceremony at the end? What's the time frame of all of that?
Our pits open at 10 o'clock, and then draw cutoff is at noon. And then after that, we have hot laps, and then we do our heat. We do two sets of heat, and then we do our features. And then after that, we do our award ceremony. We'd like to be done by 4. That's our goal every day, but sometimes it doesn't always go that way.
And I'd really want to express to people that all of this is completely free. I couldn't believe it. You pull in, it's just a great facility, beautiful Sunday afternoon, a great day to spend with your kids if you bring them out, and it's all free. if you want to spend some money and go to the concession stand and eat, but to get in is free.
Except for the pit, you do pay to race. It's $5 to get into the pit and then $10 for your cart. So one person running one cart would be $15, but we are the cheapest track around.
And also, I see a lot of the carts came from a pretty darn good distance.
Yes, yes, we have people from all over the place. We had a couple from Georgia.
I think I heard somebody say in Sleepy Eye, they tow a long distance.
Yes, yes, they do.
You are one of the drivers whose racing career was put on hold because of the closing of Chateau Raceway. How does that affect drivers in our area when something like that happens?
It sucks. When I heard the news, I was super bummed out, and I haven't touched my car yet. I don't want to race anywhere else. I'd rather race at Lansing.
Many fans know Keith Torvald, who is your boyfriend, so you still get out to the track to help Keith, and it's funny, on Facebook, you're always carrying tires or gas cans or something, and he's just walking along and you're doing all the work.
That's how it goes, yep.
If they would like to find out more about Toner Lake Karting, I know it's all through word of mouth and social media. How can they do that?
Well, we're on Facebook, Toner Lake Karting. And also, we have a website, tonerslakekarting.org.
Marissa, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thank you. The big boys with the big toys.
Dale Enterprises. Dale Enterprises are your tile main specialist. Your tiling system is only as good as your tile mains. Design, placement, and proper installation of your mains are key. Don't waste your time, money, and future yield potential on a poorly installed plan. Call Dale Enterprises in Morristown for all your field drainage and excavating needs. 507-685-2148. Dale Enterprises is your tile main specialist.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Rhino Ag believes in building products with quality from the inside out. We start by hiring farmers to work in manufacturing building products for farmers. They know the best about the day-to-day demands the farmer expects. Then every Rhino product is factory filled with Lucas Oil to make sure every part on a Rhino is quality from the inside out. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com.
For over 40 years, winning drivers have relied on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Pro-Grade Full Synthetic Oil and High-Performance Lubricants. VP's goal was to develop a best-in-class racing oil that offers world-class cutting-edge technology. Enhanced durability and wear protection from the street to the track. VP's got you covered with the next generation performance.
Fast Shafts has been producing drive shafts for late models, modifieds, dirt trucks, and hobby stock since 1992. Fast Shafts, the official drive shaft for the USMTS and USRA, and title sponsors for the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Race and IMCA Super Nationals, support the sport of circle track racing throughout the U.S. To get the power from your motor to your tires, run with a proven winner today. Call Fast Shafts made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers car care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products Distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by John Schott. And John, were you involved in racing before Lucas came along?
Yes, very little, I guess. My first experience with some racing was actually helping some friends in high school. Kind of did the enduro type stuff and a few demolition derbies, and it was a neat way to get out of the house and meet people and just do something different on a Friday or Saturday night.
Those early enduros were fun because nobody really knew what they were doing.
Right. You know, back in the day it was a little different. Just a lot of friends got together and threw a few beers in the cooler, and it was just out to have a good time. After I experienced helping some friends, I actually ended up helping Bob Steyer for a year, and I was kind of pitting for him and got a little bit more involved with seeing the actual races happening instead of, I know enduros are still races, but the actual going to see the modifieds and the super stocks and street stocks and that on a weekly basis was fun, being more involved in that too.
What are your earliest memories of taking Lucas to the track, and how did Lucas get his start?
Actually, I'll back it up just a little bit. After helping Bob Steyer for that year, I think I was only 16, 17, and I'm like, you know, this is kind of fun. I want to try this on my own. And I was just living with my mom, had no money, had a job making 10, 12 bucks an hour, and thought I was going to buy a race car and go race. And to my surprise, it was just way more expensive than came down, do I put fuel in the truck to get to the races, or do I put fuel in the race car? And I bought the Super Stock from Bob that I helped him with that year, and I raced Super Stock for a year on my own. Did fairly well, never won a feature, won a couple heat races, but I actually met my wife at Casson Speedway the year I was racing, and I just decided if I keep doing this, I will never have anything in life. So I backed out of the racing scene, and I said, when we settled down a little more with my wife, I said, you know, if we have a family and kids someday, I said, I'll quit racing so we can have a life together. But I said, someday if we have a son, I have a dream for him. And here we are.
I had Lucas on the Dirt Show so many years ago, he didn't even have a driver's license then. And fans could already tell he was going to be something special. When did you first realize, wow, this boy can drive?
Well, you know, just being his dad, I forced him through the ranks a little early, but he's always been just a good kid, you know, well-demeanored, pays attention, responsible, you know, all of the above. And like I said, I had that dream and vision. I actually started my own business, was able to kind of set aside some money, and I had a plan. And we got him a go-kart when he was six, and we did all the go-kart racing. And, you know, he was such a shy, quiet kid. I don't want to say he struggled, but his first year in karts, you know, it was just seat time, you know, advancing. But I tell you, there's something about carrying that checkered flag, because I think he was seven and a half, something like that, when he won his first go-kart race. And man, after that, it was game on.
It has made me really proud to be a race fan from Minnesota, seeing one of our local drivers win big-time races like the Duel in the Desert and King of America. What have those big major events meant to the Schott family?
You know, it's great. Anytime you can win any race, I mean, our competition around Southeast Minnesota is top notch. And if you can win at home, I believe you can win anywhere in the country. I got mentored quite a bit from Mike Sorensen back in the day, and he told me the best thing I could do for Luke is get him some seat time at Deer Creek. But he said, if you really want to build his confidence, and this is when Luke was running A-Mods. He started racing A-Mod when he was 13. And it was that summer, Mike said, you know, take him to a, he's like, he's getting top fives and tens at Deer Creek. He said, take him somewhere where there's just not as much competition and get him some, you know, where he can run up front. So it was kind of ironic. We were sitting on the couch one Sunday morning, and I said, hey, Worthington has a race. I said, should we go check it out? And he said, sure. We hop in the motorhome, we run over to Worthington, and he actually won his first A-Mod feature when he was 13. It was the day before his 14th birthday, so he kind of gave himself his own birthday present that night. It was pretty special.
John, when did you get involved in the flooring industry?
Actually, I'm going on my 30th year, believe it or not. I can still walk and bend over, and my knees still bend, but this is what I was doing when I tried racing. It's all I've ever done in and out of high school. I started working for another company, a local company, when I was 17. It's hard physical labor, but it's very rewarding work. You get to see at the end of the day, stand back and see customers are happy. You did a beautiful job on something, and I just have always stuck with it. And just like anything else, it's a theory I believe in life. If you really want something, you just got to stick with it. And through the good and bads, I mean, we've had some bad years, we've had some really good years, and everything at the end just kind of seems to even out. But I actually started my own business in 2000, I believe. So 18 years on my own. So it's been a good family business for us.
Schott Hardwood Floors does residential and commercial.
Yes. Most of our work, I guess, is residential. We do a light commercial, but once again, most of it's residential. It just seems to be easier to schedule. We don't have a lot of manpower. We're a small family business with 3 or 4 employees. Lucas is actually one of them employees, and when he's on the road racing, we miss him at work. So we just try to keep it small. We're more about quality, not quantity. So just try to stick with that motto, and it's been a good little family business for us.
When many people think of hardwood floors, they think they're unaffordable, but Schott Hardwood Floors actually makes them an affordable option.
Yeah, there's a lot of options. You know, actually, the engineered pre-finished floors have become a lot more popular in the recent years. I would say probably 60-70% of our work is actually refinishes from houses even back as old as in the 1800s. So we get to see a lot of unique floors, you know, in houses from years ago. And we've been in business long enough that we're actually going back and sanding and refinishing floors that I put in from day one. So the refinish part of it is a big part of our business, but the installation, we do solid sand on site. And like I said, a lot of engineered and pre-finished wood floors. Anything wood floors, we can take care of.
Affordability, easy to maintain, and hardwood floors even have a healthy benefit.
Yes, we actually have gotten some written letters from doctors for some of our customers that have really bad allergies, requesting that. I don't know if it becomes an insurance deal for them, but we're all the fabric, carpets and stuff like that have to go, and they're looking for all hard surface flooring. It could be linoleum tile or hardwood, but on our end it's the hardwood floor part, or this hardwood or hard surface floors are just much more clean and better for people's allergies.
John, the other nice thing is when they're dealing with you do the sales and the installation, so you're only dealing with one individual.
Right. That's actually a big selling point for us. Not that we thrive on that, but it's amazing. You know, the type of work we do, we're going into people's homes, and we work in homes anywhere from $100,000 to $3.5 million. So people have to have a lot of trust in who is coming in your home and when, and keeping in mind that we're working on a floor surface, which in a lot of times entails most of the whole main floor. So people sometimes cannot be home or don't want to be home. And so for families to leave us a key to the house or leave the doors unlocked, it takes a lot of trust, and they really feel comfortable knowing that the owner is there on the job site and performing the work also.
Hardwood floors also add value when it comes to resale.
Yes, true. We hear that from a lot of realtors. One sad thing is there is a lot of imitation type wood floors right now. So we've had some false advertisement, I guess, going on from certain people that really don't know. There's a lot of fake products that look like wood, and houses are being sold as, you know, full of hardwood floors, which does add value. But then I show up and I have to tell the homeowner that, hey, you bought a house and these floors are not real. And then there's definitely some disappointment there. But, yeah, if you have the solid wood floors, they'll last the lifetime of the home for sure.
once again, we've been back in some homes since the 1800s, and them floors are still there, can be sanded and refinished, and they'll still be there when that house needs to be torn down.
How can they find out more about Schott Hardwood Floors?
You can look us up. We're renting some showroom space. It's actually been a good growing factor in our business. From Chris at Ladula Tile, 1601 3rd Avenue Southeast in Rochester. She does tile, and in the back section of the store, it's Mill Creek Carpet. And then I have a section of hardwood floors in the store. So it's three different families, three different businesses, but all under one roof. And you can stop in there or visit us online, schottshardwoodfloors.com.
And John, imagine your showroom overlooking the old Olmsted County Racetrack, which it does.
Yes, it does. You know, unfortunately, I never had a chance to race at the Olmsted County Fairgrounds, but I believe that was the very first racetrack I went to watch my very first race.
John, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show.
Sure, thank you.
Hey, this is Roger Rager, 2009 inductee into the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. You're listening to The Dirt Show.
Race fans, the biggest secret at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum isn't really a secret at all. Every race night in Knoxville, race fans can purchase tickets to sit on the museum's second floor in climate-controlled comfort. So whether it's hot outside or cold and windy, it's always just right on the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's second floor, right on top of the museum. All you have to do is call in advance or come into the museum on Saturday afternoon to purchase second floor tickets to watch the sprint car races from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in climate-controlled comfort. And yes, there are still a number of four-day Knoxville Nationals second floor tickets available for this year's 58th annual 5-hour Energy Knoxville Nationals, but those won't last long. So the next time you're in Knoxville on race day and would like to watch the sprint car races from climate-controlled comfort, stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and check out our second floor seating. You'll be glad you did, and we'll see you in Knoxville.
This is Brad Schnipp, driver of the Moon Eyes Outlaw Hobby Car at Arlington Raceway. You're listening to The Dirt Show.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor.
Extreme Powder Coating.
12-time veteran of the Indianapolis 500, Johnny Parsons Jr., and you are listening to The Dirt Show.
Cabela's and Duradoc are synonymous with the great outdoors. Now these two businesses have teamed up to show you the best in dock technology. Duradoc from the City of Lakes, Clear Lake, Iowa, now has product displays inside the Cabela's store, located just north of Owatonna on I-35. Stop by and see what a modern, high-quality, long-lasting dock from Duradoc looks like up close. Because let's face it, when you're at the lake, you have many more important things to think about than dock maintenance. See the outdoor dream team, Duradoc and Cabela's in Owatonna, and the new dock displays. See Duradoc.us.
Welcome back to our sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Andy from Agnition. And Andy, let's just start out with the basic question. Why is soil health so important?
Yeah, absolutely, Clayne. That's a great question and something that I think as farmers and producers, everyone's starting to understand more and more. We've always known our land is important and our soil is important, but as we get to understand the soil biology, the animals and the microscopic organisms in the soil of how important they are to plants, they are, you know, the plant's natural partners for doing things like securing nutrients, but also for resisting and defending itself against environmental stress and pathogens and other predators that are out to, for the plant. So the microbes in the soil and the soil health are really what's there to help keep the plant healthy.
How do the changes in farming practices affect your products? Let's say a farmer completely tills his fields in the fall and another farmer does the no-till farming.
Sure. I mean, both different practices certainly have their merits, and you know, we sometimes do things to our soil and we sometimes use inputs that we know are kind of a necessary evil. So it's also looking at what are we doing for our soil to help it. And our products actually work quite well in both a conventional tillage system as well as a no-till system. to see what we can do to help optimize the microbial life. So how can we make the soil work harder for your plants is what we're after, and we've seen great success in both conventional tillage as well as no-till.
And we all know and we've heard how great our soil is here in southern Minnesota, but there is only so much of it, and none of us are going to be around when it regenerates another 6 inches of topsoil. So the soil that you have on your land is what you have to work with.
Oh, absolutely, and it's a lot like racing. You can always increase your performance no matter how good you are. There's opportunities to get faster or to get more efficient, and really that's what we look to do is look at the soil and say, hey, how can we make a more efficient system that we can better utilize our inputs to drive more production? And that's what we're looking to do.
And working with Agnition, I know all of your guys, they grew up on the farms, they're into the brand new technology, they know how this stuff works, and they can work hand in hand with the farmer to make these products a big value on their land.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things that's great about our organization. We're located in southwestern Minnesota, headquartered in the Marshall, Minnesota area. Ballantyne, Minnesota is where our research facilities are. But we've got a lot of farm kids with farm logic, and those folks that are out there know what I mean. We make products easy to use and simple to implement, and we make sure that the last thing we're going to do is slow guys down when they're out in the field putting products on. So,
Andy, if they'd like to find out more about Agnition, what is the best way to do that?
Absolutely. You can always check us out on our website at agnition.com. Or go to The Dirt Show and look at the banner ad there. We've got an ad for Agnition. If you click on that, we've got an opportunity for you to reach out to us to learn some more information. And we've also got a great free gift for folks that are looking to learn more about Agnition. So we hope to hear from you.
Thanks for being with us, Andy.
Thanks, Clint.
Since 1972, we the Miskin family have been providing this region with used parts for all years of vehicles and recycling services. Miskin Auto Parts recycles smashed, rusty, worn-out cars, trucks, and ag equipment. We provide a U-Pull lot Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays here at our Ellendale location. And we stock thousands of parts, or we'll pull them for you for pickup. We have exciting new news. We bought a second salvage yard with vintage cars and trucks from the 30s to the 70s. This lot is located just north of Gordonsville or just south of Glenville, Minnesota. To contact Miskin Auto Parts, call 507-684-2100. Or if you want to get a hold of the second salvage yard with all the vintage and antique parts, call 507-383-1802 and Steve will be glad to help you out. Or you can see us at Miskin.com.
The weather is heating up, but your vehicle interior doesn't have to. Hi, this is Ashley at the Owatonna Auto Clinic. If your air conditioning system has quit working or it is blowing warm air, now is the time to have our specialists at the Owatonna Auto Clinic check into the problem. Our Auto Clinic will check all of the symptom components, check for leaks, and recharge your system for miles of climate-controlled traveling. So don't get hot. Keep your cool this summer with a little help from your friends at the Owatonna Auto Clinic, located at 902 Hoffman Drive in Owatonna.
You're coming out of turn four and heading to the checker flag. You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins' national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
This your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, Iowa was racing last Thursday night, May 31st, in the A-Modified feature. The triple nickel Ryan Reuter over Ethan Dodson. In the B-Modifieds, George Nordman over Matthew Loaf. In the Hobby Stocks, Bryce Summerfield over Leah Rutten. In the Sport Compacts, Oliver Munson over Jacob Techney. And in the Stock Cars, Chad Palmer over Dan Hanselman. KRA Speedway in Wilmer was also racing last Thursday night, May 31st. In the Modified A-Main, Shane Sabraski over Justin A-Strike. In the Mod 4s, Adam Prevey over Dean Larson. In the Pier Stocks, Austin Bauman over Tyler Coons. In the Sport Compacts, Justin Skalitsky over Corey Merworth, and in the Superstocks, Dexton Koch over Jeff Krause. I-94 Speedway in Fergus Falls was racing June 1st in the Modifieds. Ward Ermey over Cody Skytland, In the B Modifieds, Jeff Nelson over Corey Stork. In the Dirt Late Models, Casey Meyer over Sean Kirkwin. In the Economy Late Models, Travis Scher over Ben Walden. In the Hornets, Daniel Harstead over Randy Thompson. And in the Street Stocks, Sean Caranda over Kyle Dykoff. Granite City Speedway was also racing June 1st. In the Modifieds, Jeremy Nelson over Dave Kane. In the B-Mod A-Main, Brandon Merworth over Matt Baker. In the Mod 4s, Dustin Holquist over Robert Holquist. In the Mini-Mod A-Main, Anthony Kramer over Tommy Patton. Also racing last Friday night, June 1st, Mississippi Thunder Speedway, the Dale Northrup Forever 400. In the MTS Hornet feature, Don Martin's taking the checkered flag, Travis Krause winning the USRA Hobby Stock feature, Joe Provencino taking the 600 Modified feature, Sean Walski winning the USRA B-Mod A-Main, and Keith Foss in the Northrop 400 tribute car taking the USRA Modified A-Main. Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa was also racing last Friday night, June 1st. In the IMCA Modified A-Main, Kelly Shryock over Jeremy Mills. In the Sport Mod A-Main, George Nordman over Nate Whitehurst. In the IMCA Stock Cars, Kevin Opie over John Campbell. In the Hobby Stocks, Chance Halatz over Drew Bargloff. And in the Sport Compacts, Oliver Monson over Matt Baker. They were also racing last Friday night, June 1st, at the Jackson Motorplex. The MSTS 360 Wing Sprints were on hand in the 30-lap A-Main, Ryan Bickett over Jack Dover. In the 305 Wing Sprint Cars, Jason Martin over Billy Johnson. And in the 360 Non-Wing Sprint Cars, Alex Schriever over Brandon Halverson. Fairmont Raceway was also racing on Friday night, June 1st. In the Stock Cars, Luke Sathoff over Matt Speckman. In the Sport Mod A-Main, Carter Shumsky over Jared Baumeister. In the Modifieds, Brandon Beckendorf with another checkered flag over Matt Hollerick. In the Hobby Stocks, Malik Sampson over Parker Larson. And in the Sport Compacts, Terry Blowers over Bubba Brown. Deer Creek Speedway was racing on Saturday night, June 2nd, in the USRA Modified A-Main. Brad Waits over Joe Horgdahl. In the Wasota Superstocks, Dexton Koch making the tow down from Becker, Minnesota, to take the checkered flag over Tommy Richards. In the Street Stocks, Blake Adams over Braden Brower. In the Wasota Midwest Mods, Josh Crary over Steven Amundsen. And in the USRA B-Mod A-Main, Ryan Maitland over Jared Baumeister. Knoxville Raceway in Knoxville, Iowa was also racing on Saturday night, June 2nd. In the 410 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, Brian Brown making it the fourth feature win at Knoxville Raceway this season. Kerry Madsen finishing in second. In the 360 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, Clint Garner over Matt Morrow. And in the 305 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, Eric Bridger over Devin Klein. Sunday night, June 3rd, was the opener at Mason City Motor Speedway in Mason City, Iowa. In your USRA Modified A-Main, Ricky Thornton Jr. over J.D. Ehringer. In the Stock Cars, it was Mitch Hoofden over Josh Zeman. In the B-Mods, it was Jared Baumeister over Jim Chisholm. In the Hobby Stocks, Eric Stanton over Matt White. And in the USRA Tuners, Nate Koopman over Oliver Monson.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Hey, you in the truck. Looks nice, but looks like every other one. Bring it into Auto Trim Design. Let us help you make it your own. Running boards, chrome accents, dress up your vehicle. Make your work truck with bed liners, trailer hitches, and toppers. We have over 30 years of experience in the truck accessory business. I invite you to stop by and see what we can do for you. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.